What it do, people? Animal Brown checking in. We are coming down to the wire, 12 days of Christmas. All right. I appreciate y'all hanging in there with us, man. Day 11. They're talking Anderson .Paak, and Oxnard is the name of the album. They is Spike Lee and our homie M Extra. Okay, we told you we're going to showcase a lot of the Realville media personalities on this one. You got J Hove, you got Big Jeff, you got my guy M Extra, you got me, you got Lou. All right, so listen and enjoy. You know how we get down, man. No rap on Sundays, okay? Well, until after 2 o'clock. After 2 o'clock, you can go ahead and turn the rap back on. But up until 2, slow it down, man. Switch it up. So that's why we got this Anderson .Paak review for you. Again, go to iTunes if you like what we're doing. Let us know which review you thought was best. Which one did we miss? Which one do you hope is day 12? Anything. Go on there, give us 5 stars, and let us know. As always, we appreciate you listening. Enjoy.
Yo, it's another On Deck TV podcast. Hopefully you've been listening to the review episodes. 12 Days of Christmas, we're giving it to you. Here's another one for you, Mr. Anderson .Paak? .Paak? However you say his last name. We're going to do the Oxnard album. I'm taking the lead on this. My man M Extra is in the building. What's going on, sir?
Man, I cannot complain, man. If I had your hands, I'd cut mine off.
Oh, please. Get out of here. So you're a big fan of this guy, right? Anderson .Paak.
Man.
You like the alternative guys.
I wouldn't necessarily say alternative. I just like talented individuals, man.
He is a talented individual.
For sure.
This was an album that a lot of people were waiting on based off that first one. What was the name of it again?
His first one was
Malibu.
Yeah,
that Malibu was banging. That
was
one of my favorite. Oh, that was the second one.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get caught up then. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that first one that I heard, the Malibu, was banging to me. So actually, I was kind of excited about this album. He brings something different to the table to me. He ain't the normal sing-songy rapper type of guy. He can really give you bars, and he actually sounds like he can really sing too. So I was excited coming into this. What were your expectations leading up to this album?
Man, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I was excited because Malibu was such a phenomenal album.
Uh-huh.
I miss everything you want. It was more than just rap for me. It was just everything. He had the funk, the jazz, the beats, the melodies,
true,
and like you said, the singing. So Malibu was a very well put together album. It was a great follow-up to his first album, which was Venice.
Whoa.
So
Malibu. So he's doing all the Cali shit.
Yeah,
Oxnard.
For sure.
Okay,
sure,
he's gonna do Compton next. Something like that. Hopefully that Compton album a little more gangster or something.
Right.
So your expectations were high.
I had high hopes, yeah, for sure.
I did too. Reason being, to me he sounds kinda like Kendrick Lamar. I know J.I.D. sounds like him as well.
He does a lot of stuff. You think everybody sounds like Kendrick?
I mean, it's just like Kendrick has copyrighted that little style and the little in and out flow.
Did he?
Yeah, to me. But I think on this album, he did a little bit differently, and we can get into it as far as what stood out to us and the overall thoughts on the album. Going through it the first time, the first thing that jumped out to me as I'm listening, how the songs transitioned into each other, this is the Pimp a Butterfly. Like, that's exactly what I thought. I was like, okay, this sounds just like To Pimp a Butterfly. And people that listen to this, they know me. I love To Pimp a Butterfly's album. So it wasn't that hard to listen to for me. What are your overall thoughts about it once you listen to it past the expectations?
It gave me a real nostalgic retro feel to it. It was a little different than Malibu. It was like a black exploitation film was about to come on or something like
that's
that.
It.
And it was dope, though.
That's
So that's why I felt I was in that mind frame when I first heard this album.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing else? That's
you
all
felt,
from your mans?
Oh, no. I thought you was going to chime in.
No, I wasn't chiming in. I was letting you rock.
So I got that feel from it, and it sucked me right in. So,
okay. Pause.
Pause. Major pause.
Yeah. I mean, but I get what you're saying, though. And one of the reasons that I like To Pimp a Butterfly so much is like what you said. It was black. It's so black. It's the black exploitation the groove, the parliament type sound to it. That's one of the things that stood out to me as far as Pimp a Butterfly. This, on the other hand, was the same smooth, not as much as far as bars. So I'm not expecting Kendrick Lamar bars from this guy, but, you know, I wasn't mad at all as far as how it went. I like the transitions. I like the features. All of that stuff was just well put together for me. And some of the standout songs, as far as just getting into it, once you get to the features.
Yo, great features.
Oh, my God. And they were put together so well. And he didn't hit you over the head with them off the wham. He gave you that Kendrick Lamar early with the tents. Yes, that was a single. That's banging, by the way. Yeah, and then he kind of cooled out.
That one. Huh? Roller J to that one. That's a good song right there.
That is true. That is a fact. But with that being said, he didn't give you too many features at the beginning. We had to wait kind of to number 7 with the Smile Petty as to when he got into the features. I don't know who Sonya Elise is, but she murdered that. That's your girl?
Shout out to Sonya Elise.
Okay.
Man. Hey, y'all, listen. She's coming.
She coming?
She's coming.
R&B,
she's super West Coast fucking chick? Talented. Yeah. No, she's from New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
She's super talented.
Oh, I think I heard about her somewhere. Yeah. Maybe Joe Budden podcast. But at the end, I think it closed out stronger than it started. The beginning, like I keep saying, gave me that To Pimp a Butterfly feel as far as the transitions into each song. What I think the biggest standout on this album was the features and the song selection and how he placed the song, the format of it. He didn't, like I said, give you too much at the beginning, but at the end, you got a Pusha T. You got a Snoop Dogg. You got a J. Cole. You got a Q-Tip. Hell, even threw Dr. Dre in there, which he could have left off. Dr. Dre was awful, bro. Like you, I don't never need to hear Dr. Dre rap ever again.
I mean, it wasn't bad. This song was not bad at all.
But I mean, I can always tell, like, what's the dude name that he got out there that he's like won't release the nigga album? Whoever it is, whoever he got signed over there to his Aftermath Records that he won't release and he continues to make right for him every time he shows his face, I'm not impressed by it. What I am and was impressed by was, of course, Pusha T's verse on that Brother's Keeper. That was fire. People underrate Snoop and his lyrical ability. People want to knock Snoop now. Totally murdered anywhere. And the J. Cole trippy, I'm not mad at. J. Cole is featured a lot this year, so this probably ain't high up there. Wait, well, you think differently?
J. Cole has murdered 2018.
He has. And with that being said, I just think that took away from this verse. It wasn't a bad verse, but I've heard better Cole this year. That's all I'm saying.
I think it fit the song, though. I think it was That's a perfect true. Fit of the song. It wasn't overly aggressive.
Yeah, but you know? I need Cole to bar a nigga down every time he's up. Like, if I'm on a song with Anderson .Paak, I'm barring him down. But with that being said, he didn't do it, but he still did his thing. Even Q-Tip came through and did his thing. If I'm going to do a standout song or something that really stuck with me, it was the Anywhere featuring Snoop Dogg. Like Snoop said, it take him back. I loved hearing Snoop talk about coming up, like talk about 92 and 89, like back when Animal Brown was growing up, you know, just back in those days. I love to hear that. And Snoop, I think, never gets a chance to kind of reflect on his come up. And he did it on this beat. The beat to this was banging,
man.
So that was definitely some of the standouts for me. Anywhere is probably my favorite song on there. What stood out to you as far as your favorite song and the features?
Oh man, I have a lot. Oh, let me just condense it. I won't say a lot, so
okay.
I want to give y'all everything. But
save some for the review.
Tense was a great lead single. I love Tense. Like I said, it's a mellow vibe, and I love that Kendrick didn't try to fight the beat. It just flowed.
Right.
He has a tendency to do that, in my opinion, sometimes. So I like that it flowed. I think J. Cole and Pusha T stood out the most on this. Am I my brother's keeper? They still asking about the duo. Applaud is finding salvation, but I'm still rhyming about the you know. It's hard to leave your foundation. This spaceship took me to Pluto. Still an underground king, but the money's Jason Derulo. Sumo in the safe, Cujo on the grill, diamonds in the face, racing leather wheel. To all my other field niggas, you knowin' how I feel, niggas. Destroy and rebuild, niggas. That's the only way to build, nigga. Yeah. Definition of a real nigga. And the target ain't to kill niggas. No. Am I my brother's keeper? I'm dialing in a bit deeper. Arms reach at a reaper. They say it's cheaper to keep a life a bitch. You ain't like Snoop? I did like Snoop for what it was, but, you know, it's Snoop. Like, I wouldn't put Snoop's verse above.
Don't tell me that Dre is cool and then knock Snoop.
No, I'm not knocking Snoop out. No. What I'm saying is it wasn't better than Cole or Pusha T's.
That's a fact. You know? All right.
It was a cool Q-Tip did his thing too. I mean, the features, like I said, were
I cut off Q-Tip verse. I ain't here for that at all. I ain't here for none of that De La Soul.
Oh man, what is it? This is hip hop. That's the foundation of hip hop, man.
I'm not here for it. People know that.
Like
about
the boom bap, man.
No, I'm not here for Wu-Tang. What are we gonna do with this guy, man? None of that. I mean, excuse me. I am here for J. Cole, not Q-Tip. Excuse me.
But yeah, those stood out to me. And shout out to also BJ the Chicago Kid, man. Every feature I heard from him the last couple of weeks is fire.
Yeah, he need to change his name.
He did. Nah, man, rep Southside, man. Come on, let's rep the shot, man.
I mean, the original Chance is the Chicago Kid. So he needs to change his name. Chance is all in his lane, D-boying, swerving him off the road. Right. So with that being said, what did you not like about the album? Anything?
It had a couple of moments. I don't know if I just didn't like it. It's not as good as Malibu. I'll say that. Malibu is a phenomenal, phenomenal album. So it's hard for me to say, well, I know it's not better. It's not better than Malibu at all. No.
Okay. I give you that. Malibu was banging.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it was fantastic. But for this one, I probably skipped a few songs.
What songs? Let the people know.
I wasn't too fond of Headlow and Savior's Road.
Savior's Road.
Yeah. Or Savior's Road.
Oh,
that's
my favorite song on there.
You like Savior's Road?
That was banging to me. Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs, Savior's Road, and like I say, Brother's Keeper.
Yeah.
But as far as just bad points for me, I definitely got to go with the Dr. Dre. I don't need, like I said, I've said this previously just a couple minutes ago. I don't need Dr. Dre on anything but the beats.
Yeah, that Dre
or commercials wasn't or documentary.
It wasn't the best, I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I definitely skipped that song.
Okay, right, gotcha. Sure. So two skips.
Yeah. What I actually like Savior's Road better than Mansa Musa, so I will change that too.
Mansa Musa. And that's totally disrespectful to Mansa Musa. Yeah. He's the richest man ever in the world. If you don't know who he is, y'all go check him out. You don't put Dr. Dre on there.
Dre does sound very forced on this.
Yeah, man. Like, it was like a nigga woke Dr. Dre up and was like, hey, bro, can you do a verse? He's like, verse? You got a wrote already? Yeah, I got a wrote for you, right? He just got to go in the booth. Just put the headphones on, bro. You know you got to use these to record, right? Yeah. Like, it sounded like he had to be reminded on how to rap and everything again. So I was definitely out of there for that. But I wish the Mansa Musa song, he needed Killer Mike on that.
Yeah.
That would have been perfect for somebody like Killer Mike. Killer Mike talk about Mansa Musa all the time. That's how I learned about who Mansa Musa was. So if I had to take a low point from the album, I would say the Dr. Dre verse. Other than that, I think it actually might be a little bit better than Malibu to me.
Man.
To me, this is probably some of his best work. It wasn't, like, what? For me, 2018, one of the best things you could do is make your album 7 to 14 songs.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
anything past that or less than that, it really ain't an album or it's too much of an album. But I think he hit it right on the nose with these 14 songs. And, like I say, to continue to say the To Pimp a Butterfly, what were you about to say?
Yeah, I had two more. I did not like the last song at all.
You didn't like Left to Right?
No. Mm-hmm. And Six Summers in the beginning, I was like, okay.
I like how he does his bridge and the hooks and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I like it overall, yeah. But those two didn't land.
Those two didn't land for you.
Yeah. I probably should have started with those first. I forgot that.
There you go. You're trying to do the shuffle. You're trying to do the J-Hove. Yeah, listen, just J-Hove. Ain't going to work.
But yeah, no, Malibu is a classic. Malibu is a classic, man. You should do a re-listen. You probably should do a re-listen.
I like Malibu, though. I can call it a classic.
I mean, I think it's a classic album, okay. For sure. So come that album, to me, I think it was better than a lot of things that came out that year it came out. Well, 2016?
If I'm not mistaken, I think I might have had that in my top 10 albums.
16, yeah. I think it was top 5 for me in 2016, yeah. Malibu for sure.
I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at that at all. So if we had to rate this, you got two skips. You didn't listen to it in order. So no respect for your man. Okay. So if you had to rate it on the Source scale from 1 to 5, the On Deck Realville scale.
Let's get it right, man. It's the Realville scale, man. What's wrong with
it? So if you had to rate it 1 to 5 reels, what are you giving it?
I'm going to give it, I give it a 4.
Damn, that mean the other one was 5 mics?
Oh, yeah. Malibu was 5,
Jesus
for sure.
Christ.
Malibu was 5.
I like Malibu as well. I like this album. I'm going to go for Mike's as well. You almost made me knock it down to 3.5 just because you gave it 4. Nah. But I ain't going to do that to him. I'm definitely going to give him a 4, Mike's. This is a really, really dope album. It's a project I feel like that you need to hear. If you call yourself a hip-hop head or if you call yourself a fan of music in 2018, this is one of the better projects from front to back. I definitely will be doubling back and playing a couple rides in the whip and adding a couple songs to my playlist for 2018. Be looking for that. So I gave it 4 mics, you gave it 4 mics. That yes. means check the motherfucker out.
Yeah, man, it's dope as fuck.
All right, any closing thoughts on the Oxnard album?
Hey, man, I just want Anderson to keep it up, man. This is the kind of vibe we need, man. It's not the same old, same old. He's true to himself, and that's why I like his music and who he is.
That's one of the things I appreciate about him the most, too. It ain't, like, too much singing. It ain't too much gangbang and rapping or California stuff. It's, like, right there in the middle where a just fan that picks it up from Oxnard or you pick it up from Malibu, wherever you start with this kid, that you're going to be able to say, oh, I realize why he's this good, or I realize why people are talking about him, I realize why he's affiliated with Dr. Dre. I feel like he got a bright future ahead of him. I think that he's going to do a lot, especially if he continues to make albums like To Pimp a Butterfly. Best album in the last 20 years, easily.
In your opinion.
Yes. Taking it all day. But look, man, I hope you guys enjoyed all of the ratings that we did. Shout out to M Extra giving his reviews. Y'all go check out everything that he does on his page for the On Deck TV podcast. We really appreciate that. And also the reviews already that he does on RealVilleMedia.com. You're going to get more traction on those here in a second. We're going to start seeing a lot more of those, right?
Indeed.
We appreciate
sure.
it, sir. So we appreciate y'all checking out everything that we've did throughout the holidays. Hope you enjoyed the gifts from the RealVille Media Network. And we are out.
Yes, sir.